You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
I had a question that Hannah Ara Shalom was merited to have such a holy son. Wouldn't you want to have such a son, such a kid? Huh?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Everybody wants.
Yeah. So you don't want to know how she was merited to have such a son?
Yes,
she went through the hardship. I'm sorry?
She said
she's going to give him. Yeah, fine. You know, we don't mind. We don't mind. You know, people, I'm proud to say, to send their kids, you know, to Torah centers, you know, yeshivot and so on. But Steve, what was the key of be able to have such a
hope?
Tefillot, yeah, she, you know, put a lot of tefillot.
The other wife was giving him such a hard time, she never cursed her.
So we have a story behind what exactly took place. As you know, Hannah's husband had another wife. What was her name?
Penina.
Penina is brought in the Midrash that was trying for the sake of Hashem to help Hannah, Allah Shalom. How? She used to tell her, you know, I just came back from Toys R Us, you know, I bought a stroller, you know, my kid has a fever. But her intention was to make her tefillah more
stronger,
effective.
Yeah.
That was her intention. L'shem shamayim. 100%. 100%.
She still got punished.
Fine. Well, this is not our subject today. But the subject here is that what was reaction of the Hannah?
There was no reaction. She didn't
react to Hashem and cry.
What did Hannah do?
Quiet.
Did she answer her back?
No.
Did she complain to her?
No.
Did she fight with her?
No.
How could you?
Malachi says she prayed for him too.
You know, how can you be able to not respond? And you go through such a pain, and then somebody adds salt to your cut.
Maybe she was not human.
Obviously, she was above being a human being. Obviously.
Too perfect.
So now here we see that why she needed to be in such a circumstances. Why? Because Ibn Shalom wanted to tell her, if you like to have such a child, as his brother in Mizmor, Moshe Aaron Bechohanav, Ushmuel Bechorei Shemo. What does that mean? That Shemuel HaNavi was equal to Moshe Aaron together. How? Because here we learn that Hannah Alah Shalom was merited to have such a child. Why? Because she understood the hardship that is going through actually is going to give such a result to have a child. But she had a choice to fight back, to answer back, you know, to say whatever she wants to her. She said, you're terrible, your wishes, you don't understand what I go through. And you know what would happen? We would lose to have such a gift, such a profit. But here we see she knew that whatever that she's going through, if she's able to cope with it, so then the reward be such a great treasure. Not too long ago, a great Rav, very, very well-known Rav, that was escorted by one of his students. So I happened to be, as we were passing by a house, a Sadiq just came out and gave a very, very powerful Mishabarach to the Rav. And he let out, you know, whatever that they wanted to say, as far as, you know, disrespect the Rav totally. So then, obviously, the student that wanted to defend his Rav, so answered him back. No, he told him, you know, what he's all about. So the Rav tried to keep him quiet. But, you know, the student was very hot, so I told them whatever that he wanted to say. So then they left and they continued. They were just passing by a house. A Kelev almost jumped out of the gate and started barking at them nonstop. Then they passed the house. So the Rav told his student, how come he didn't answer the Kelev?
Because the Kelev.
Won't you answer the Kelev? What did the Rav mean? I mean, not Chas v'Shalom to, you know, offend or disrespect. But the point about it here is that in life, it's not that we confronting maybe, God forbid, that maybe has such an attitude. But the point about it here is everyone, no exception, we have an inner Kelev also. So now you have a choice in life, either let it go or keep it quiet. But the Rabbin, the attitude that this gentleman had, whatever that he felt, and he treated me, maybe there's no difference between this animal. But how come you don't answer him? Because you know he's a... that's what the nature of is. But just imagine if the student would stand by the gate and then bark back at the same time. What do you think of him? Huh? Exactly. So that means you brought down yourself to the level of this animal. And what do you gain? What do you gain?
Nothing.
And that's what exactly the whole task of Yehudi in life here is. There's many times you are much more benefited, even though that you start, you know, Khurushan, you know, let me tell him, let me put this in hug, in his palm of the hand. But here you miss a lot. You miss a lot. And that's what exactly today is all about. Shema Navi came about, why? Because Hana had to go through this. So she could have just attack. Say, who are you? What kind of human being you are? But she knew if she keeps quiet, whatever that she's pleading to is going to come through. Is it worth it? It's worth it?
No.
Huh? Is it worth it to not act like this animal? Huh? Big time. Of course big time. But it's hard. It's very hard. Why? Because when you hurt and when you feel that you are misjudged and it's not fair, you say, let me attack. Let me show him. Let me tell him what he's all about. And you miss out. You miss out. and you regret, you know, I could have stayed quiet. I could have not said whatever, you know, I wanted to say. And then when you have this gift, you say, it's worth it. It was worth it. Kala Kadosh, in Shema Koleinu, people have Megillot. 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 Now that you're sitting so nicely, I'll tell you another story. Happened to be a mother went shopping in a market. So now the kid, as was passing the aisle, he says, Ima Sukariya, stop crying. So Racheli, be quiet. Racheli, be quiet. So they went to the other line, ice cream. Say, Ima Glida. Ima, and here Rotze Gilida. Say, Racheli, be quiet. Every aisle would pass. So then, the same story. So they got to the cashier. It was another person by the cash, the cashier. He told the kid, he said, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you that you listen to Ima. So the mother says, no, this is a boy. I was talking to myself. Racheli is me. Because he had that long hair. He's a boy. So the mother was keep telling herself to be quiet, to not respond, not to the kid. And unfortunately, we keep telling other people to be quiet. And we have to learn, no, the one that has to stay quiet is who?
Yourself.
It's me. Keep telling yourself, Ribono Shel Olam, give me koach to not respond. And Hashem will listen to you.
Amen.
You're listening? Hashem is going to listen to you.
All yes.
Yes, but it depends what your request is. Yeah, so when you tell Hashem, give me strength to not respond, to not say whatever you don't want me to say, Hashem is going to listen to you. But your request, unfortunately, is only to your benefit. Don't make other people quiet. First, make yourself quiet. Say, Racheli, Davidi, Roveni, Menashe. Be quiet. Hashem Yizakenu, Bizchut Shemuel HaNavi Alav Shalom, Nizkeh Rak BeYeshuot, Semachot.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.